Okay, the holy letters of the Rebbe in 1159, and this is dated on the first day of Elul Tovshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is addressing his letter to Avraham Shoichet Ubeidik, Avraham Gordon, this is. Not sure if that's, it used to be Yochanan Gordon, but I'm not sure how this is any related. And the Rebbe, peace and blessings, I was very pleased to hear about that you have continued, that you are continuing the good tradition that has been established by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and that is to organize every year that there should be a class of students who are going to train how to be ritual slaughterers, how to be shochets. And you are the one that is on the head of that class, and you teach them the knowledge of about shechting in this craft. And also this year you have started this job with desire and will. May it be the will of Hashem that for many more years you should be able to influence the young generation by learning this craft, which according to halacha, this involves a great deal of Yirah Shamayim, of fear of heaven. And as it's known that the shochet, this ritual slaughterer, his assumption of being a righteous person needs to be even greater than that of a rabbi. Needs to be very strong and even more than a rabbi. Because you're feeding people the food that they're eating. And we got to make sure that when you feed the people they're eating, that you are very careful and you're not going to give them something which is questionable. So we have to understand, most of this stuff that we have, hechshers and things like that, is not, a lot of times, they're not, don't involve mamash treif over here. Kosher or not kosher, is the sheikhat. It's either going to be kosher meat or it's not going to be kosher meat. Yeah. So now, based on the saying in the sages that afilu reish gargusu mishmai kamamanili, that even he's talking, the bad guy became a head. The Gemara over there says that he was just the head of the butlers over there, I think, or he was distributing. It was a small job, you know, it wasn't a bizarre, but the one who's in charge, that's Hashem appoints him. So if somebody leads anything, that since you were appointed to be the teacher of all these students, so that must mean that it's also revealed by you that treasure of Yirah Shamayim with additional force even than what it was till now. Rebbe adds a piece of the Fabringen of the gathering that he explains the hint of the words Elul, which is the abbreviation of Ina Liyonde V'samti Loch, begins the verse of Elul, which is the idea of Ore Miklot. So he says, as far as Ore Miklot, the rabbi says that
that's the city of refuge.
The city of refuge. So he says here that Torah, it seems like, should be only taught to students that are fitting, because a Talmud, a student who has to go into exile because he killed somebody accidentally, the teacher has to go with him. So it means that you teach proper students, so then you won't end up in exile together with your student, because otherwise you'll end up in the exile with him. But in this case, the Rebbe says, I'm quite sure that since these students are students of the previous Rebbe, they learn in your yeshiva, so you can sort of go on broad shoulders. You know, you gotta, there's a border, and let it be the will that you should have lots of joy of them both, from learning the craft of shechting as well of the Yirah Shamayim, and we should merit quickly to the coming of the great slaughterer, the great shechet, which is Hashem, who's going to shecht the Tzifoni, that's the Yetzer Hara, and the as explained the Gemara Sukkot on Beis Aleph, and as my father-in-law used to say, that it should be with kindness and mercy, kindness the measure of Avram Avinu, mercy the measure of Yaakov, based on Yaakov HaShepodos Avram. And in between these two, so there's nothing to worry about the Gvuras of Yitzchak Avinu, as explained in the Tekiyas and Zohar, which is also hinted in Yom HaDein, that Rosh Chodesh El, you begin to blow the shofar, and Hashem gets up from the throne of judgment, sits on the throne of Rachman. So that the Rebbe relates to the time of the writing of the letter, which was Rosh Chodesh El, they started to blow the shofar there, at least L'Islamadan. Actually, this is Aleph Elul, so this is already the second day of Rosh Chodesh, so it's already the time they blew the shofar. And he says that so this is the Rebbe blesses him, and especially with good health for him and his wife. All right.